South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more Freed on Business. And this segment has an international flavor. In fact, this segment and the next segment, because we're going to do this for two segments. We've got Javier Gonzalez. He's the executive director of Emerge America. He oversees the day-to-day operations. He helps lead the mission to establish Miami as the technology hub of the Americas, with a specific focus on launching the preeminent technology conference focused on the innovation solutions impacting Latin America, Emerge Latin America Tech Week. Welcome, Javier.
Thanks for having me, Jim. We're excited to be here.
Okay, now remember, talk into the microphone.
Sorry about that.
It won't hurt you. All right, now tell me, you know, I was looking up. I wanted to print out a bunch of stuff and ask you questions, and I must tell you, there were too many pages, too much good stuff to print out. So why don't you roll out a little bit? It's all kinds of events, all kinds of sessions. It's yours.
That's right, yeah. So Emerge America's Tech Week is really a week-long series of events that we're hosting. It's really exciting. It's something that's never been done down here in Miami, and I'd argue that it's something that's really unique in the world of technology, especially for something that's just in the first year. We have over 120 speakers, and we're talking about some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the tech space are going to be here in Miami for the event. We're going to have 150 companies from all over Latin America, all over Miami, showcasing. These are entrepreneurs.
Oh, I'm getting all hot for this.
Oh, I'm already hot.
So
it's exciting. It's a very exciting time. We got companies from all over the world, the biggest technology companies. It's going to be a real exciting 7 days.
Now, let's take a step back for a minute. This is kind of the genesis and the brains behind this. My old friend Manny Medina. Now, he went out there from putting out the oil wells in Kuwait, came back here, did his real estate thing, came up with this nap, put all the spaghetti wire underneath downtown together. Is that one of the reasons why Miami is a great place for technology, because we got that nap here?
Absolutely. I think one of the key things is this is really a big opportunity for us that we had a chance at this before in terms of Miami as a community becoming a tech hub, and the Nap of the Americas and the construction of that in the early 2000s was a key part of that. And the development that happened at that time with the fiber optic cables coming into Miami, the building of the Nap of the Americas and making us one of the five most connected metropolitan areas in the world, really, is key to what we want to build now moving forward. And really what's happening today from a business perspective is much bigger than even the internet revolution, and that's what we're trying to take advantage of.
Well, it really is. And all the businesses and all the ideas that are coming together, because it's not just technology, it's the things that technology can do for us, and it's something that I'm really very involved with, because it's my goal that we, you know, everybody talks jobs. I don't really mind the jobs. The jobs will follow the careers. The careers are what the entrepreneurs have, what the business owners have. If we can create a wonderful environment for them to all come together with their money and their ideas and the infrastructure to implement them effectively, I think Miami is poised to take off as the global center of all this stuff.
Oh, you're 100% right, Jim. I mean, I think one of the things that we're very much focused on, and we talk about this all the time, is an ecosystem. And we're really starting to build that as we speak. And that's something that started a couple years ago with our great partners at the Knight Foundation helped spur a lot of that, all of the support of the Miami-Dade County and organizations like Greenberg Traurig. I mean, they've been pushing all of this for the last couple of years. And now what we're seeing is that coming to fruition, where there are entrepreneurs building great companies. There's entrepreneurs from all over the world coming to Miami to set up their businesses, and what will happen is those entrepreneurs will have success. They'll invest in other companies. They'll add jobs, and then they'll build a whole another series of companies. So that's critical. I think the other thing that we're very interested in and very concentrated on is bringing the established companies, the IBMs, the HPs of the world, bringing them, making sure that they have some presence here in order to help fuel those careers, as you said, give a lot of opportunities to people in technology to have a useful career here.
Now, you know, I read in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was, that there's now a lot of universities are having real direct investment from corporations, technology companies, Northrop Grumman at the University of Maryland, if I recall correctly, with the cybersecurity stuff. And you have partnerships with UM, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think and the key thing is UM, FIU, Miami-Dade College, all of the major educational institutions down here in Miami, they're doing those exact things, and they're working with some of the best organizations and some of the biggest corporations. So it's an exciting time. It's starting to happen now, and it's critical, because you got to start somewhere and build that foundation. And the great thing is the educational leaders are seeing that. It's even happening at the Miami-Dade County Public School level with our Superintendent Carvalho, the board member Curbelo, and all of them. There really is this movement excitement around technology. So it's an exciting time, and we're just really trying to spark that to a whole nother level.
Well, I could feel your excitement because I think it kind of bled over from me. We need to get you some more Gatorade. Oscar, let's take the break a little early this time because I want to come back. I want to talk to Javier about some of the different silos of speakers and events that you're going to have. We'll take the next segment to talk about the things people can see and do at Emerge Miami coming up real soon. You've got to when is it?
May 1st through 7th.
I wanted to make sure you got that out there. How do they find out more info?
EmergeAmericas.org.
All right, Oscar, take us out and bring us back.